It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Demonstrators plan to mark today the anniversary of the death of Devon Bailey in Colorado Springs. Bailey was a black teenager shot and killed by Springs police, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The plan is to march in the evening around Bailey's southeastern Colorado Springs neighborhood, wearing purple and black, and to continue calling for increased police oversight. Last November, a grand jury in El Paso County found police officers Alan Vance Land and Blake Evanson were justified in their use of force against Bailey. Bailey's family filed a federal lawsuit in June against Vance Land, Evanson, and the city of Colorado Springs, stating the excessive force violated Bailey's constitutional rights. In the meantime, Colorado Springs City Council is moving forward with a police accountability commission, although some in the community have expressed concern that the effort isn't strong enough to make lasting change. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
It's Colorado Day, recognizing Colorado statehood, and admission is free at all 41 state parks. Bridget Koschel is a state parks official. She says rangers will be looking out for any violations to health and safety guidelines.
They can potentially close a park or a specific area in a park if maximum capacity is reached or if social distancing is not being practiced.
State officials ask that visitors wear a face mask when passing people on trails and spend time only with people from the same household. Rocky Mountain National Park is accepting reservations for September. The park introduced a timed entry system in June to meet the federal, state, and local COVID-19 reopening requirements. Visitors will pay a fee for each day they will be in the park. Hot and dry weather in western Colorado is not helping the effort against a wildfire that has grown to at least 1,500 acres. Lightning started the Pine Gulch fire Friday, and it spread quickly Saturday and Sunday. It's burning on rough terrain north of Grand Junction. Mary Beth Peacott is with the Bureau of Land Management.
The difficult terrain and the continuous fuels really make it difficult for firefighters to go on a direct attack.
Temperatures near Grand Junction will be close to 100 degrees this afternoon, and people there may notice smoke in the air. Those same unfavorable weather conditions continue through the rest of the week. Along the Front Range, it's temperatures near 90 around Denver, 80s in Colorado Springs, and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.